Good afternoon. Thanks for calling Camp Out Live and Dale. How can I help you?
Hi, is Heather in?
This is Heather. How can I help you?
Hi, Heather. This is Nicole with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm doing
good.
Well.
Sorry, I've been meaning to touch base. It's been absolutely insane over here.
I bet.
I definitely am interested. We've been kind of going back and forth on, am I expanding? Am I kind of staying home more with my kids? And I think we are leaning towards expansion of camp. So I got the application was in your email, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was.
Okay. And thanks for the reminder, because I do need to get that all filled out. Do I just fill it out and fax it back to you? Is that the best?
Yeah, that would be best. You can fill it out. You can fax it or you can email it back to me. And then in the email, there was just a short list of documents we would have needed from you.
Okay.
And it was, let me see, let me pull up the email real quick.
All right, I can try and pull it up on my phone too. I'm not.
Yeah, it looks like I sent it September 1st. It has the application. Oh, wait.
Oh, here it is.
It does not have the documents we would need.
I was going to say, I think I had an attachment. Yeah, it does have the.
Okay. Okay, so you are looking for the working capital, correct?
Yeah, that would for expansion, right? Would
yeah.
that be the best? Okay. Okay.
Yeah, because we have the working capital or equipment. Is there any equipment that would fall under that?
I don't know what your requirements for equipment would be, but like our cabins and things that we use for the dogs to stay in, I mean, those we order, and those are, I don't know if they're classified as equipment.
I'm not sure what
I
those
I would think, but I don't know.
I can always get back to you on that.
Okay.
Are those bought through a vendor or?
Yes, through a vendor.
Okay, they are purchased through a vendor. And if we did them separate, how much would you need for the equipment side for those?
I would have to look again at my documents because the ones we purchased before, they're steel, and I think we spent like $35,000 on those.
Okay.
But working with corporate when we're doing our remodel, it would have to be, we'd be scrapping those and getting the new versions in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they gave me a quote, but it was early summer, so I can't think of the number off the top of my head, but I want to gauge about $75,000 probably.
Okay. Okay, so because we can split them,
okay.
then that would.
It helps with the loan.
It does, and then it
yeah.
would open up more cash on the capital side, so you don't have to spend it on that.
Gotcha. Yeah, I would think most of it might even be just not even working capital so much. It probably would be equipment, like the new, we wanted to do new grass in the back, so that's artificial turf that we order through a vendor. Again, I don't know if that's considered equipment, though, because it's, I don't know the classifications of everything.
Yeah,
you know
I can definitely,
it's not necessarily like computers or something like that, it's fixtures, kind of.
Yeah, it's not something you can kind of secure. I will get back to you on those
okay.
particularly. You said that the other things were the kennels, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then, so what we would need to get the app started and submitted would be the one-page applications.
Okay.
And I'll send you a new email that has the applications attached as well as the small list, so you don't have to write this down or anything.
Okay, that would help a ton.
And I would need 6 months of business bank statements and a tax
okay.
return.
Okay.
And then do you have the quote for, like, the kennels and stuff like that?
I don't. I do for the grass. I don't have the official. I just kind of got an estimate from the corporate office on, you know.
That would be fine. Just the estimate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I've got that. Not from the, well, I mean, I can call the vendor, too, with an order. But, yeah, that's kind of the corporate because they know how much, because all the other camps have used them, so they know how much they cost. You know what I mean? So they kind of
yeah.
give me an estimate. But I'll look and see if I have that in an actual document.
Okay. And do you guys take credit cards for payments?
Yes, we do.
Okay. So to kind of get more of a general feel for the cash flow, we would need 4 months of merchant statements.
Okay.
Which if you have everything online, it's generally easy to just kind of
print it out.
Yeah.
yeah.
And you could just,
nope.
I mean, you could email it back to me too. That would might be easier
okay.
as well.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
So I will go ahead and I'll send out the applications with a small list. And
okay.
When's a good time to follow up with you if I don't hear anything back?
I'm headed out of town tomorrow morning and I'll be back on Friday. But I should be able to get the application done and fax back over at least tomorrow with some of the documents. I don't know that I'll have them all together by tomorrow morning, but I will do my best.
Okay, sounds good.
But if not, sometime next week because I'll be back Friday, but it'll be hectic trying to catch up and everything.
Perfect. So if I don't hear anything back from you regarding it, I'll give you a call Monday to kind of let you get settled back in and
okay.
everything like that. Sound good?
Awesome. Thank you so much. Yeah, and I'm usually, just so you know, I'm usually in the office up until about 1 o'clock. I pick my little ones up from school right about 2 o'clock, so it's kind of usually a, I probably miss you a lot in the afternoons.
Okay, that's no problem. I'll make sure that it a little easy, a little earlier.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks. Have a good day.
Bye. You too. Bye. Bye.